This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got Mark Victor Hansen. We've got the incredible Mitzi Perdue, who I love. And we have my little boy, Adrian. Hello, Adrian.
Hello. This is so, so exciting. I've been looking forward to this show, and I have been looking forward to getting to officially meet you, Mitzi. So thank you both so much for being here with us today.
So Adrian sends me all the notes for the book. He's read the book. He makes me pay attention to all this stuff. And then he wrote me a note and said, go watch a couple of, watch this podcast. So I watched this podcast, and then I watched the next one, and then I watched the next one, and then I watched the next one. This woman is unbelievable. And if you ever want to do anything for a whole afternoon, just start with one. It's like eating Lay's potato chips. You'll never do it. She is unbelievable. So with that, here we go. Mitzi Perdue, how are you, kid?
Well, in a state of joy, because I love talking with you guys. Thank you.
We are thrilled to death. And Mark Victor Hansen, where did you find this young rising star?
Correct on all parts. And by the way, she is one of my best telephone friends. And I know you're not going to believe the next thing, Tom, but we have a mutual friend named Brad Roller, who met her, I think it was in Dubai, was it?
Exactly, yeah.
And he calls me up from Dubai and says, I got to introduce you to your new best friend. And I go, well, that's you. What the heck are you talking about? He said, no, you're going to love Mitzi. And by the way, not only my wife and I have fallen in love with Mitzi, but we wrote this book together, How to Be Up and Down Times. It is rocking up the list. We're just having the best time, and we talk almost every day. It's just her mind is so... She is one of the great polymath geniuses of our time, and she wants to inspire everybody, as old Zig Ziglar would have said, Tom and Adrian, from the neck up. And she is just a joy to my heart and soul.
Well, then I have to tell my side of it. I made friends with Bradley Rotter at a family business convention in Dubai, and he told me, you should talk with Mark Victor Hansen. And I said, but... you know that old expression, we are not worthy, we are not worthy? That was my reaction. I was thinking, how will I even dare talk to one of the most inspirational people on the planet, somebody who sold half a billion with a B books? I was terrified to talk with him.
And you've already got 20, but you had 22 books under your belt at that point, right?
Well, it was 21 because we wrote the 22nd. But I still think that I'm unaware of a more impressive person, with the possible exception of his wife, Crystal.
Yeah, I agree on that count.
What about their dog, London?
Okay, he can be the super dog.
Yeah, so that's good. So that's very, very exciting. So we want to get right to your book, because who you are is such hope and inspiration, and your stories are magnificent, going all the way back to your childhood and the childhood of your mom. Everybody, it goes all the way back to Henderson family to the mid-1800s, that you are taking this tradition forward of everybody writing an autobiography by the age of 60. I mean, everything you're doing is magnificent. And I'm telling you, if I pulled out my wallet right now, you would see a picture of Mitzi Perdue in it, because you inspire me.
Well, I will tell about the family tradition of writing a book, but it really relates to something that I hope Mark will talk about, which is, if you want your family legacy to last across, you know, beyond your generation, a book's the way to go. And the Henderson family, we started as the Henderson Estate Company in 1840, and we had our 130th annual reunion just a few weeks ago, although this time for the first time it was virtual. But what keeps us together? And I'll tell you, one of the things is writing books. We have a tradition, actually a requirement. By the time you're 60 years old, you got to write your autobiography. And it can be as short as 16 pages, or one wrote 1,000 pages. And we've got shelves and shelves and shelves of books. But here's the advantage of writing books. You know where you came from. You know you're part of something bigger than yourself. You know that you have ancestors who lived through horrible, terrible times and what got them through it. I'm a huge fan for, to my mind, the magic key of keeping the family together across the generations is writing a book. But what I'd really like is for Mark to fill in why and how.
And Mark will. Go ahead, Mark. It's just, you know, and Mark's told us that. He wrote a book on how to write. He's written books on how to write books. Yeah. But the point is, it didn't resonate with me like when she said, you know, I've got brothers and sisters, and I mean, we should all be doing what you did and then getting Mark's other book to teach us how to do it. We're going to be like a book fest here, Mark. So talk about it a little bit.
By the way, before I met Mitzi, I didn't know everyone was doing it, but I did this book, and it has some sequel books to it. It's called You Have a Book in You. You can get it at Amazon, and it says this one, it just teaches you everything about writing a book. I believe everyone has a story in it, because if somebody who's sold a half billion books, people come up to me and say, they secretly whisper in my ear and say, I got a book in me. I said, I know, you got to write it, but I'm not going to teach you step by step. Read the book and do it. Go to my website, markjohanson.com, and do it. And then Mitzi is writing the fourth. She didn't even know it, but I'm inviting her on this line. We just finished a book called Speed Write Your Autobiography. Wouldn't you write the fourth to that?
I'd be happy to. I'd be overjoyed to, because I'm a deep, deep, deep believer in the fact that it's good for your family, but it's also amazingly good for you to write a book.
Why is it good for the individual, Mitzi? Please tell everybody, because everyone doesn't. They say, nobody wants to know my story. Go ahead, tell them.
Well, I'm thinking back 2,300 years to Mr. Plato, the philosopher. And he said, the unexamined life is not worth living. The more you kind of know what you're here for and what you're about, I think the deeper and better life you have, including the happier life. I mean, it's kind of neat to get to know yourself. And I can't think of a better way of doing it than writing your biography.
And what do you notice has happened for you doing that self-examination, Mitzi, and maybe as you have encouraged and coached others to do the same, that self-examination journey that happens as you do that, what comes out of that?
Well, first of all, I will freely admit to the world that I am 79. Here's what at 79 I recognized, and I didn't recognize really before writing my autobiography, which I had to do. And that is, I'm more idealistic and more, I don't know, about service than I realized until I looked through my life and I see, how about that's my motivating thing, service to others. And it gets back to a hymn that I grew up with as a child, which it says, service to man is the road to God. And I hadn't ever put that together. I hadn't realized what my core was until I wrote my autobiography.
That's so cool. And I think there's you've lived a really remarkable life. And yet, I think each one of us has some kind of story that maybe our life isn't that remarkable. And going back and going, wow, well, that was actually pretty special. And, you know, you sort of string these pearls together and you look at them and go, wow, well, even my little life, as I might tell myself, has really maybe it's impacted one person, maybe it's impacted five people, but it's had a profound impact on somebody, and that really, really matters. And maybe this is a good segue, actually, to talk about in down times, and in a time where we're maybe feeling more isolated, where we're feeling like what we're doing, maybe we're more prone to those kind of negative thoughts or those kind of feelings of despair, that reflecting on that stuff is really important, isn't it?
Mark, is this mine?
Yeah, it's yours.
Okay, since we're co-authors, I want to be extremely respectful of this senior author. But, oh, wait, I take that back. I'm older.
I just am senior in writing more books. I've written 309, but she
309 books.
This is the 309th, but she is the most prolific, brilliant, having written 4,000 scientific articles. Comes out of two phenomenal family lines that she can talk about. But go ahead. Would you answer his question why everyone needs to write it to get out of their depression, their despondency, their disconsolate, and maybe even get them out of being suicidal in these tough times, Mitzi?
There you go.
Yeah, I think nobody should underestimate how absolutely severe this is on a planetary basis. Because whether you're worrying about your health or the health of people that you love or financial health, or whether the world is just crumbling, it's a time of just extraordinary stress, which is, by the way, why we wrote the book. to help people in times of extraordinary stress. And I can give one piece of advice just right off the bat. I'm a science writer. I've spent a good bit of my life translating scientists into translating their information into information that will benefit just general people. And I also am a health writer. I for years have written, for example, the blog for the Academy of Women's Health. But the story that I'm going to tell, it's from the book. It's, you know, a lot of scientists and health officials will agree with what I'm about to say, but I'm going to tell it from the point of view of my niece. And this is how I did it in the book. My niece runs a nursing home, and she's just extremely aware of how stress affects health. And she said that healthcare, if you are personally in charge of the healthcare of somebody possibly with a long-term debilitating disease, like, for example, Parkinson's or maybe cancer, whatever, that the odds are one-third that you will die before the person that you're taking care of. And the reason why is the stress of taking care of a severely ill person is so, it causes so many harmful chemicals within inside your body that it's actually a killer. Stress is a killer. So what do you do about it? Well, her advice to, like all the healthcare workers, and there are hundreds of them under her, her advice to all of them is that it's a complete medical necessity to take at least an hour a day for something that, I'm going to call it escapism, but should call it self-care. That if you want to keep yourself from being eaten alive by stress, it's medically necessary to do something that will just take your mind away from it. And I'll tell you some of the things that some people do. You know, I ask people almost as a hobby, what do you do to escape the stress that you're going through? And, you know, for some people, it's watching James Bond. For others, it's playing with the grandkids. For others, I know somebody who plays the oboe for an hour a day just so that he's putting his mind someplace else other than where the stress hormones are shortening your life. So one tip from How to Be Up is pay attention to the medical necessity of doing something that takes you away from the stresses and pains and terrors that you're going through every day.
Wow. What do you do?
I take a break in 20 seconds, and then I tell you what I do.
I go to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous every day for the last 32 years.
I love it.
That's the only thing that's kept the wheels on. We've got to take a little break. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We will be back right after this.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
And we're back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Mark Victor Hansen and Mitzi Perdue. And what a show. I'll tell you what. This wife of a chicken farmer is one smart cook. I love her with all my heart, man. I've been watching her videos for days here.
Oh, my gosh.
Mesmerized by her spirit. And just came out of nowhere. I'm just, you know, I can't tell you how much your book, How to Be Up in Down Times, is so important right now, because people are absolutely paralyzed by isolation, and faking it till you make it is only good so far. And then all of a sudden you're just saying, I'm lonely, I'm scared, what the heck do I do? And your book could not be more perfect, Mark and Mitzi. It's beautiful, and thank you for writing it.
Well, we feel like we're M&M, and we are here because I'm going to talk for both of us for a second and say that we're bountiful optimist. We think we're going to go into the best times ever. We're saying, hey, in the beginning of it, we said, hey, look, the oldest symbol in the world, when I was in graduate school, Bucky Fuller wrote the foreword to the book on symbiology, is the yin and the yang, 6,000 plus years old, and crisis equals opportunity. Therefore, Mitzi and I are saying, hey, look, nobody questions. We're in the biggest crisis. There's 8 billion of us. It's not one of us being alone. It's 8 billion of us being alone and sequestered, and it's government imposed by and large. And that biggest crisis equals the biggest opportunity. So we got to take the adversity, turn it into advantage. Take the darkness and turn it into light. And that's what our little book, How to Be Up in Down Times, does in every page as far as I'm concerned. And with that, I'll pass it to Mitzi to add to what I just said.
Beautiful.
What I'll add is, you know this, Mark, but everybody else probably doesn't. After you told me to visualize selling more than 1 million copies, I got an email from a woman whom I've never heard of in Taiwan. Somebody from America had sent her the book, and she ordered 200 more. And what she was writing me about was she wanted to know if Amazon would give her a deal if she bought 1,000 for some kind of chain of stores that she has. And in the email that she wrote telling me about these amazing orders, which I think came about because you said that I should visualize it. She said that it was what was needed for our time. She said the ability to raise your spirits when you're just feeling paralyzed by so many fears that we have, like fears for our loved ones. Financial fear is enormous. Fear for what happens to our country or any country in the world is suffering. So now's the time to offer hope.
And what I love is that not only does it offer hope in that big picture yin and yang sort of way, but I think it's a really practical book while also having that overarching, you know, feeling of hope and everything else. And it's so interesting how this works, but it's the stress of those fears of people's health and the people you care about. It's the stresses of being isolated. It's the stresses of all of the day-to-day things that have been upended. And I have a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 9-year-old at home, and my 4-year-old basically has screamed continuously at until about 15 minutes ago, and he's probably still screaming, I'm just not there anymore. And, you know, it's just like everyone is having to deal with little things that have much bigger ramifications, like one of our kids had a fever this morning, and so everything kind of got upended. And there's no sob story there. It's just that this is what everyone in the world is facing, is things that I used to just be able to take in stride suddenly stop.
You're worn down.
We have to have some tools to bounce ourselves back out of this and to increase our resiliency, because if we don't have that, we're really going to be trapped in a cycle of being down, staying down. We got to get up again. And so I love this book for that reason. And so we've got about 2 minutes before the break. Talk about the idea of, like, why did you guys come together to write this book now? I mean, now I understand, but how did you come together to write this book?
Okay, I'll jump in and tell. I know Mark because he's supportive of some efforts I have that are combating human trafficking. But in late January, both of us were aware that really bad things were happening in China and they were probably going to come our way. And I would be really presumptuous and say that I'm aware that as a scientist, I know a lot of good things that can help people that aren't generally known. So I approached the world's most inspirational man and I suggested, what if we collaborated on a book and it would be short, it would be 40 tips, it would be something that somebody who's under a lot of stress can still take 2 minutes to read 2 pages and be uplifted. And you bought it.
That's so, and you hit the nail on the head, right? We don't necessarily have time to read War and Peace right now, right? Like, it's like, I got a problem, and I love that I can go, okay, well, yep, that looks just about like the problem I have right there. In 3 pages, I have something that is going to inspire me, and that's going to give me a tool to come out of it. So I just love that.
Okay, so we got 20 seconds left. Here's what you need to do. This book is phenomenal. He gave me, you cannot believe the notes he gave me on it, but here's what you need to do.
Thank you.
5 copies for the other 4 people in your life that are as whacked as you are.
Or you could go with the 200 that my new Taiwan friend went for.
That's good. All right, we're taking a break. Network Marketing Leadership Show. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Holtquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill allowing prisoners who fight fires while incarcerated to have their records expunged once they're released. This would clear a path for the inmates to become regular firefighters, something they were unable to do previously. The bill lets prisoners who served at a state firefighting camp or on a county fire hand crew to apply, as the court can erase their convictions so they can qualify as EMTs. The Golden State has long relied on inmates to fight fires, and approximately 3,100 inmates are currently helping keep flames at bay during the West Coast fires. New political polls show the race tightening in four battleground states, with Joe Biden having a slight edge now over President Donald Trump, including one of the key states Trump flipped to the Republican column in 2016. The New York Times poll shows Biden leading in Minnesota, slightly ahead in Wisconsin, and closer races in Nevada and New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We got the unbelievable Mitzi Purdue and her sidekick.
Hansen. Not a bad start for a
306 books, Mark Victor Hansen, and the great Mitzi Purdue. This is her 22nd book. And these people are, I mean, what have we done with our lives? Don't you feel like just a failure?
Well, I'm going to write my autobiography and realize that maybe I did some good things along the way.
We're going to get every relative. Here's the deal. I have to tell everybody a story. This is crazy. Adrian graduated at the top of his class from Trinity University.
Congratulations, yay.
Awesome.
With a degree in finance, went on to have a great career. But right as he's graduating, he said, Dad, I think I'm going to write a book about my childhood. And you don't even remember this. And I said, you got to be kidding me. That sounds great. You're going to talk about how great your dad was and how awesome your life was. And he goes, not really, Dad. I'm going to talk about how tough it was as the child of divorced parents living in two houses and what kind of impact it has on children. And he was dead serious. I thought he was going to write this manifesto about how wonderful I was, but he was going to write it about how tough it was, which that book needs to be written. But every one of us have something like that inside of us that is important stuff that the world, they would have read that book. And I was shocked when you said that because I thought it was like Disneyland growing up with me, but apparently it wasn't, I thought. But very cool, right? Did you not say that to me?
I 100% believe you, and I have zero recollection of having said it.
Yeah.
In which case, I want Mark and me to come gang up on you. It's not too late. Write the book.
Yeah,
think of all the people who would be helped by it.
Yeah, and by the way, we want people, Mitzi and I are on the same page here. At every age, we ought to write it. And if you really did it right, I got right here, I can show you the 50 years of diaries. I really think you ought to write about your life year by year also, if you can take that amount of time. Now, I know that's bigger than what Mitzi and I have talked about. It's bigger than I've ever talked about before. But every year we have transformation and in our lives. And my corporate symbol is a butterfly because all of us are now in a cocoon and we're just about to break out of it. I really believe that. I think Mitzi is on the same page with me and you guys are. And we're going to be high-flying butterflies and we're going to look back and say, it was awful, but it was exactly what the whole world needed.
Do you guys know the Landmark Forum?
Yes.
It's a personal development course that I've done 7 times over my life. And everybody goes, why would you do that? And I go, because I am a different human being at so many different stages of my life that I need to relook at the way my life looks right now through a different pair of glasses. And writing a book would be unbelievable for that, Mark. And that you guys don't have any, we've interviewed you now, Mark, 3 times here recently. Obviously, your beautiful book with your wife called Ask, your book on how to write a book, and now this book. But what it has done for me is really opened my eyes personally to how much I'm ripping myself off and the universe.
What a great expression, ripping myself off. Yes.
Tom, you and I are friends a lot of years. You need to write, that's the title of your book. Mitzi will agree. And we'll write an endorsement or forward or something like that for you.
Because that has to happen.
It does. It's so,
by the way, I think it's got to be don't rip yourself off.
Yeah. Thank you. Good point. Because I'll tell you, that's neat.
Yeah, see, that, ladies and gentlemen, everyone has a book in them, and that's why I say, look, go to my website, markvictorhansen.com. We show you a whole video on it. We tell you how to do it. Because we really, from my heart and soul to yours, like what Mitzi said, is, you're the greatest amongst you, the big guy said, is to be servant of all. And her favorite quote is from Mother Teresa. I'll quote the quoter here, but Mother Teresa says, I'm just a pencil in the hand of God. Isn't that a great line? I'm a pencil in the hand of God. What a great line.
Can you imagine?
That's so cool.
Well, when I read it, I memorized it because, what a great thing to aspire to.
I'm just a pencil in the hand of God.
So, Mark, talk a little bit about, because, I think you, having written so many books, you've done kind of every format. You've done, you've really evolve this thing over time. And so why the format of these 40 tips, and how can somebody get the most out of what you and Mitzi have put together for these times that we're in right now?
I don't remember. I've never put time on it before, but I think everyone could read this book in 2 hours. I think even if you're a slow reader at under 100 to 250 words a minute, I read much faster, as does Mitzi, I think. I'm guessing she probably reads 3,000 or 4,000 words a minute like I do. But the point of the matter is that the book will launch you. I start by saying, look, there's 7 businesses that are going to do 50, not billion, but 50 trillion, that's spelled with a T, during this decade from 2020 to 2030. We got companies like QCI that are going to take trash and turn it into cash. He currently needs to hire 22 million Americans. Well, we only have 30 million unemployed. So suddenly we're, 2/3 back. We're going to have the best economy ever. And then that's taking trash to cash. We can take every piece of metal that's in we got 10,000 landfills full, and they'll kill us if we don't do what I'm recommending here, because I'm on the board of advisors of this great billion-dollar company. And we can take glass, put it back to glass, plastic back to plastic. We've got to do that because we're killing the oceans. because the plastic gets in the ocean, it gets in the gulls of the fish, which Mitzi can talk to as a scientist, and it's going to kill our fish supply. Our water supply is 3/4. We can't keep polluting it. We got 8 billion of us. All of us create 5 pounds or more garbage a day, and we can transform that. When I was in graduate school with Dr. Bucky Fuller working on my doctorate, the point is, it was exactly what Bucky said. There's no such thing as a bad asset, just an asset that's misused, misunderstood, or neglected. And right now we've got a guy that can take it all and turn it back into energy and water and resources. And we're in what Christ said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The only way to abundance, as far as I'm concerned right now, is first of all mind, second of all technology. And to that, I better pass it to Mitzi and see that she agrees, because this is the first time we've done one of these interviews together. Do you agree to that, Mitz?
Yeah, as an environmental writer, I said I was a science writer, but within that, it was very often on the environment. And we can't keep going the way we are, but to get back to something that you often say about the yin and the yang, and that a catastrophe is also an opportunity. Well, the amount of pollution that we're putting into the world is a catastrophe, but the ability to take it out and recycle it is, you know, a gift from above.
Wow.
That's, well, and I think one of the things that I have really been heartened by as a silver lining of this pandemic that we have been through is watching how rapidly some parts of our environment and our earth have healed themselves, and, you know, remarkable things have happened that, you know, you wouldn't be surprised to hear them happen if it was years like this, but, you know, within a matter of weeks or months, you know, to see such, you know, wildlife coming back and, you know, different things happening. It's remarkable to see how resilient the planet is if we just allow it to work its magic, right?
Can I speak to that for a second?
Yeah.
What our book does is it's opened up people's minds, and including mine and Mitzi's, I think, and I'll talk for her, and if she disagrees, she's always allowed to disagree, and I've always given her permission. But in just the last week, I've sent her a video that shows a woman that has figured out how to take hooks out of sharks' mouths, and the sharks, I get goosebumps telling you this is a chicken soup story. The sharks come and lay in this lady's lap. These are man or woman eating sharks. She's a woman, and she has got all the sharks literally from around the world coming, and she's teaching people to take sharks out and keep the sharks alive. Sharks are part of what is necessary for the mantle of the earth to stay alive. Then I talked to the guy who, all of us listen to that tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Well, that guy's name is Dr. Joel Wallach. He and I did a lot of big seminars with 10,000 people at a time. And Joel and I have been out of touch, but Joel and I both believe we've got to keep the barrier reef alive. And I thought we'd just transplant it in one way, but Joel has now got me convinced that if we do the right mineralization, what's called bleaching, looks like the sun burns it out. If the barrier reef dies, the fish die. And we need to remineralize it, and he's got the way to do it. He thinks I've got the contact mapping ability to pull that off, and I'm trying, and I'm now telling Mitzi for the first time this thing. So what I'm saying is that what Mitzi and I have done with this book, from my point of view, is something that I didn't quite see when we wrote it, that we take the blinders off a lot of people's eyes, and Mitzi and I become, because we're, I teach you're either leading edge, gully edge, or cutting edge, or trailing edge, and I want everyone listening to be leading edge. This isn't for the four of us, it's for the all of us, because we're all in this thing together, and what yes. We're doing is Mitzi's and I have, look, we both have, our lives are taken care of, but we want to make sure everybody takes care of their life in a positive, optimistic, upbeat, productive way, because you're here for two reasons if you read the Bible. In the beginning, God created 28 verses created in the image and likeness. Therefore, you're here to create. And number two, you're here to contribute. And you go thou and retire. Thou are now 55, 65 cents. But what idiocy.
No.
Mitzi and I aren't retiring. We are retiring. We're putting on new tires.
Yes.
Over 70 and going in a new direction. Better, more holistic, more fully functioning. And we believe if you have a high quality of life, you want to have high quality life. I'm going to be 127 with options for renewal. Mitzi, I pass it back to you.
Hey, I'm 79 and proud of it. And boy, retiring at 65? Never. No. No, I feel, honest, at 79, I feel that I've got more energy and more drive and maybe more idealism than I've ever had. So allow me to share a story about my aunt and getting old. This is for everybody because this story sure helped me. My aunt died at 94. And when she was like maybe 91 or so, I was going on a long car drive with her. She was driving still at that age. And we were very close. We'd always been very close. And I asked her the world's most indiscreet question. I asked her, "Auntie, what's it like getting old?" And, you know, that's a really indiscreet question, but we loved each other, and it didn't offend her. She answered. She said, "As you get older, it gets better and better." Because she said, "You have more and more freedom to do what you want and to express yourself." And she said, as an example, in grade school, a lot of your time is doing stuff that you don't want to do, like, I don't know, studying your regular verbs or learning algebra or something. Then when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you're struggling with your career. And again, you're doing a lot of stuff you don't want to do. You're in your 60s, 70s, maybe. You still have to entertain visiting firemen. There are things you have to do that you don't want to do. She said, "By age 90, there's not a moment in my day that I'm not doing what fulfills me and what excites me and what interests me. It's total freedom. So therefore, it just, in her view, as long as you can pay the rent and you've got your health, life gets better and better every year."
Wow.
Cool?
I'll never forget when Mark brought Art Linkletter on the show, and they'd written this book called How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life. And Art was 94 years old, and he had just started a solar company. And so you two have plenty of time left, and it's so exciting just to be on the same platform as you two, because you don't need to be doing this. You're doing this because you're relevant and you're leaving a legacy. And us young spring chickens, especially him, will be forever indebted to you. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. "I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it." Dr. Sam Surreal. "Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis." John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. "Built up my immune system." To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And we're back. We are with Mark Victor Hansen and the one and only Mitzi Purdue, who we didn't know about, but man, do we love this woman, huh?
Incredible.
Gee, money, Christmas.
Really, just amazing. And the conversation that we were having before the break of just true contribution, I think is so important. And I think this is a time where go and pick up this book. And if you don't feel like you have time to read a whole book, go scan through the table of contents and pick the that resonates with your heart. And know that you can contribute. And, you know, we were talking before the break about some of you who are, you know, 79 or 69 or wherever you are, and, you know, that you're older in years and maybe you're telling your story. But, you know, one of the people who I pay a lot of attention to is Gary Vaynerchuk. And he's talking all the time to people who are 25 and 26 years old and go, I'm locked into this career. There's this sense, no matter where you are on the journey, you know, you guys are thinking that's the most absurd thing in the world, but that's the story that so many people that are very young are telling themselves of, I'm stuck in whatever, you know, mistakes I have made just out of college, the major I chose. I mean, just total lies that you're telling yourself, but it's your truth until you break free from it. And I think this is a time where you have an opportunity, a unique opportunity to say, you know what? I'm going to go and rip up that playbook and start a new story. And I think this book is how you do that. And so share one of the tips that, you know, for somebody that might be in that sort of a pattern, you know, what's one of the tips that's there in the book that can help them to break free from that kind of story that they're telling themselves?
With your permission, I'll go first and then give it to Mitzi to do it in injective, but the spiritual principle is it's done on you according to your belief. And if your belief is myopic, if you're nearsighted, if you've got blinders on, Mitzi and I are saying throw away the blinders. University is supposed to study universe, and what they did is they broke it down to biology and chemistry and physics. And what we're saying is, hey, wait a second. Mitzi and I want everybody to recognize you're a polymath, and you're not an engineer. You're not just a lawyer. You're not just a student. You're not just a philosophy student. You're not just an English student. You've got a bigger hurrah in front of you. With that, I pass it to you, Mitzi.
Okay, I'm thinking this isn't in the book, but the spirit of what I'm about to say is in the book. At age 75, I wanted to be a public speaker. 75. I signed up for a year-long course with the National Speakers Association, and I have a whole new career.
Oh.
So don't get locked in your 20s or 30s.
What was it like when you were in the class and all those kids were those little snot-nosed kids that were just brocked out? They just came from Toastmasters, and here you came in at age 75 saying, let's go! Were they just all pumped up, or was it, how'd that go?
Actually, it was genuinely fun because I love being my age, partly because I think they don't expect somebody 75 to be more gung-ho than they are. I mean, to me, you know, life is just great, big, exciting, and I want to plunge in and get every bit of it that I can.
You remember when his sister took piano lessons? when she was like 17. So she said, go to the recital, and remember we walked in and everybody else was like 5. And there's my daughter. It was so cute because she was so much older, but she had that exuberance of wanting to learn piano. So she walked right in that class with those little tiny kids and kicked it. I mean, she like was so proud of herself. Yeah. It was just beautiful. So I applaud you so much. She was the ripe old age of 17, but 75.
Yeah, just to have that exuberance for life at every
my
stage.
God, never lose it, everybody.
Well, tell me, why not? I mean, why the heck not?
I agree 100%. That's it. I'm learning jujitsu.
Go for it. Let's see. Do I want to try for the 4-minute mile?
You know, I still fly my airplane, you know, and I'm 69. I still, you know, that takes a lot of concentration for a guy that supposedly should be. But, yeah, that's very good mind work to be used. You know, obviously the radios and the maps are harder to fly than the airplane, but that's really, really good for my brain. And I encourage everybody to stay really, really young doing things that young people are doing instead of things that old people are doing.
I'm a passionate believer in the notion that we are the stories that we tell ourselves. And I think I'm about maybe 40 inside my mind.
Yep.
And so I do my very best to act like how I think I am.
By the way, let me talk to what Mitzi says, because you were kind enough to have us both on, Tom, Art Linkletter and I. Art Linkletter and I said, look, there's three ages. There's your chronological age, which is 20, 30, 50, 70, whatever, 80. There's your biological age, which you can do the biorhythms and do the blood tests and all that. But then there's the more important thing is your attitudinal age. And when Art and I would talk to like 10,000 people down at the village and down at per night in Florida, where there's 500,000 people over 65, and we'd say, shut your eyes and now feel what your age is. Exactly what Mitzi just did, where she said 40, and I feel like I'm 28 or 30. And you know, because I exercise every day, I eat good nutrition, and my wife is a little younger, 14 years younger than me. And we feel rip-roaringly alive and vital, although she looks like she's 25, because that's what she thinks. So you do the most important of those three ages for my money, and I think for Mitzi's, and she can agree or disagree, is what's your attitudinal age? How do you feel at depth in your higher, spiritual, bigger self, not your little, you know, puny ego self?
Very good call. You guys, I can't thank you enough for coming on this show. Go buy this book, How to Be Up in Down Times. It is a read and a half. There's 40 tips in there. It will change your life. And Mitzi, we're going to bring you back with Mark as many times as you'll come. And what a deal, huh?
Well, I'd like nothing better. I've enjoyed this more than I can say. Ooh.
Well, thank you so much. And I love that your collaboration is such a, you know, there's such a beautiful thing for you never to have even met in person. And I think that's an well, so thank you both so much for being here. It's just great to have you.
All right, we'll see you all next week. I have no idea who our next week's guest is, but awesome. Love you guys. Thank you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.